ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين حبيب إله العالمين سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين الميامين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يومنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الحكيم في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على Dear brothers and sisters, as we mentioned in the last session of this Tafsir of Quran, this evening we are going to summarize what we have learned in the past 15 days about the stories of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and what was the result that we can gain from these stories. Alhamdulillah, God has given us this tawfiq to go through the commentary of this chapter Qasas, the beautiful chapter of Quran. The most of the stories of this chapter belongs to our Prophet Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. We can divide this chapter that what we have learned in these 15 days into five messages we can get from this great chapter Qasas. Inshallah, at the end we'll have the 10 minutes or 15 minutes to the time of the question and answers, inshallah. The first thing that we have to learn from this chapter is those who are tyrants and oppressors of this world, we have to deliver a message to them that whatever they are doing in this world will not going to be benefited to them. The result will be same that what has happened to the life of Fir'aun and his followers. The chapter has started itself by saying that Fir'aun has done a lot of injustice in this world. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَزْعَفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ يُدَبِّهُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِ نِسَاءَهُمْ. We have mentioned that two or three injustice that Fir'aun has done. First of all, he has divided the people into groups, especially the two groups, only Coptic, those who are followers of Fir'aun, and Siptan, those who are followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They behaved with the people like slaves. They started, after dividing the people, when the people divided, basically the result of the division is weakness. According to the Quran, after division, the weakness will be there, the weakness of the group, those who are slaves, those who are working in the court of Fir'aun. When weakness is there, the result, the tyrant will become stronger and stronger. That means he will start killing or slaughtering the followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. He killed more than 70,000 children to save his own kingdom or save his own chair. That is the work that Fir'aun has done. But at that same time, Allah has given some hope to the believers and the followers of Hazrat Musa, that Allah is aware what Fir'aun is doing in this world. The time has given to him as a muhlat, because we know that according to Quran, the word muhlat has been used in various chapters and various verses of Quran. Muhlat means the time has given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance or for tawbah. Maybe they will come back and their soul or their insight will be bring awareness in their life. Maybe they will have the repentance and they will ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the times in the chapter Baqarah, Allah has mentioned, innama numli lahum liyazdadu isma. Some of the people will benefited from this time that Allah has given to them. They will use this opportunity and they will come towards the towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but some of them, they will use this opportunity to increase their sins and mistakes. Liyazdadu isma, day by day they will start, the arrogance will come in their life, they will start more and more doing sins, what Fir'aun has done. That's why Allah has called Fir'aun as a mufsid. Innahu kana minal mufsidin, those who are doing fasad in this world. This is the word that Allah has used for Fir'aun, and those who are doing the same thing in this world, they are also known as mufsid. But we have to understand that when we say this title to mufsidin, they will start saying that we are not mufsids. In the chapter Baqarah, the same thing as Allah has mentioned, when our believers will start saying, don't bring fasad on the earth, you are the mufsidin of the earth, don't bring fitna and don't bring corruption in the communities, what they will say, what is their reply? They will reply to them that we are doing the good work here, we are doing islah, nahnu muslihun, what, we are not mufsid. The basically we are hearing from 2-3 days the news that you have listened to the news, that the same thing they are using the words, the Israel is not doing injustice on Palestine, is defending himself. That means he is doing musleh, he is islah, not mufsid. The same word that Allah has used in Quran is, these are the habit of mufsidin. Whenever they do the mistake or started and they do the sins, they will defend themselves by saying that we are not mufsid, but we are musleh. But Allah has called them, no, innahu humul mufsidun. The sin is another thing, and insisting on that sin and remaining on that sin is the another thing. That Allah has asked from all these, those who are doing injustice in this world, time is there for them to come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, the second message that Allah has given, the first message that Allah has given in this chapter is, those who are zalim, are they doing zulm in this world, they are the tyrant, they are oppressors in this world, doing injustice on others, the result will be that Allah will use themselves or their hands and their followers to destroy themselves. That's why one of the message of this chapter Qasas is that Allah used all their facilities to take care of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They are thinking that by slaughtering the sons of the Bani Israel, they will away from this injustice that what they have done. Allah used all the facilities of the Fir'aun and the persons, those who are followers of Fir'aun, and saved Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That we have mentioned, the carpenter is a follower of, he was the follower of Fir'aun. Those who are picking the box from the river, those are followers of Fir'aun. And also, most of the time, the midwife, she is helping mother of Hazrat Musa, she was also follower of Fir'aun. All these people are the followers of people Fir'aun. Still Hazrat Musa was remained in the court of, in the castle of Fir'aun. He stayed there. Allah has used their enemies as a refuge for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the result that Allah has given. Not only they provided their death by their own hand, but at the end, what happens? We have studied in this chapter. At the end, what happens? Allah has drowned all of them in the river Nile. That is the result what they had done in this world. Allah will take care of those tyrants, those who are having arrogant in this life. They are started killing the other people. They will, punishment is there. Apart from the punishment, the one hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are oppressed ones in this world, Allah will provide them the authority, Allah will provide them the imamat, and also Allah will make them the inheritance of those, that government, that authority, what they are waiting for. That nuridu annumanna ala alladhina stuz'ifu fil ard wa naj'alahum na'imatan wa naj'alahumul warithin. This is the hopeful verse of Quran that we have to wait. The time will become, the mustazafin, those who are weakened in this world, they will come to the power, the authority will be in their hand. They will be the imams of this ummat. They will be the leaders of this ummat. We have to wait for those hope and pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to some of the scholars, these verses of Quran are belongs to our 12th imam, Imam Damana, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. This is the first message. The second message that we can learn from this chapter Qasas about the family, the support of the family and the family members of Hazrat Musa to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That we have mentioned, without support of family, even a prophet, even a messenger can't do anything in this world. Especially our mu'minat, our ladies, to take care of a lot of things in their life. They can play a support role in this community to bring the things up. What Hazrat Musa has done, and the family of Hazrat Musa, mother of Hazrat Musa, the sister of Hazrat Musa, even the wife of Fir'aun, Hazrat Asiya bint Muzahim, these women are helped Hazrat Musa to take care of himself. Helped Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Though Allah has given a message of peace to mother of Musa, Allah helped a lot to her, but still that love and that affection was there in the heart of mother of Musa that Allah has helped. The purity was there. The purification of his soul, her soul was very important. No one can heard the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except those who are having the pure heart. Your soul, they will can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the quality of mother of Musa, that most of I said the name, I think Yogabad or Yogabad, name of her mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't know how can you spell or pronounce it in English, but Yogabad, it will be in Yogabad in Arabic and Yogabad in Persian. Yujabad or something else, they will pronounce it in English. The mother, name of the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She was very pure-hearted lady. Allah has revealed the wahi and the ilham on her. Wa awhayna ila umme Musa. Most of our scholars have mentioned that this lady was connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has chosen her as a place for wahi. Her heart was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a place of wahi. She has trained Hazrat Musa very well. She has taken care of all his faith, his manners, her morals. She didn't tell lie to them, even to the carpenter. She has controlled her characters and she became a lady as an ideal for all the women of this world. This is a great thing that Allah has mentioned in this chapter. The support of family is very much necessary to stay on the right path. Especially the family can play a major role. Even the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, even we can see the same thing in the life of our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the family's the support is there, then the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come forward, that Allah has promised her, don't have to fear in your life. We will return this child to your bosom. We will take care of this child because of the purity and the purification of the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The promise of Allah that Allah has given to the oppressed people, those who are Muslimin, Allah has fulfilled by destroying Fir'aun and his followers. The promise that Allah has given to the mother of Musa, Allah has complete and fulfilled his promise that Hazrat Musa come back to the bosom of his mother, and Allah has made him a prophet and messenger according to the some verses of Quran. وَجَعَلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He become the one of the messengers on the earth. This is the promise of Allah has given, and both the promises have been fulfilled in the life of the Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are asking something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we get something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah has accepted our supplication, means that Allah has blessed us in this world too. Lord, most of the times our supplications are not acceptable in this world. Maybe some of the supplications will be transferred or maybe remained for the day of the judgment. Most of the things we are asking in this world from Allah, oh Allah, grant us this and that and that. But those supplications will be not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be kept for the day of the judgment. But if Allah is accepting some of the supplication in this world, That means these are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the blessings of Allah. Whatever Hazrat Musa asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has accepted from Hazrat Musa. Whatever he is asking the forgiveness, Allah will, okay, go ahead. Oh Allah, I have done this mistake, I am asking forgiveness. Allah said, oh good, go ahead. I am moving from Egypt, you had to save me. Allah said, okay, move from Egypt and towards the Madain, I am going to take care of you. All the supplications of Hazrat Musa has accepted. Why? Allah has accepted all the supplications of Hazrat Musa because a greater aim is there. The greater goal is, what is the goal? To stand against the tyrants of the time. To reach that goal, some supplicant have to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The support of Allah is there if we are going to ask support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life, inshallah. In tansurullah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. If you are supporting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following his religion, Allah has promises you, he will support you in this life and thereafter. This is the second message that we can learn. That the family support is very much essential for us when we are trying to keep ourselves strong and on the path of religion and truth and guidance. Family support is very much necessary. Inshallah, our families are with us. Inshallah, we have to think whether we are with our family or not. This is also one of the things will come forward to save our religion. The second message that we can learn from the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The third lesson can we learn from life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is when Hazrat Musa stayed in Madayan at the home of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. Lot of things are there to be learned from this stay of Hazrat Musa in the house of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. Lot of lessons are there. The first lesson that we can learn, that is whether we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to help us, Allah has given us some sort of knowledge and Allah, blessings of Allah is there. If a man reached to a certain position, still that man needs some guidance from others. Training should be there till the death. Minal mahdi ilal. We need to gain knowledge, we need to gain experience from the other peoples, we need some advices from our elders, whether we are messenger or whether we were prophets. We need some experience from others, advices, suggestions to increase our knowledge, to stay on the right path, to get some experiences from them. We can save our life and we can save our community too. This is the best lesson we can learn. Hazrat Musa, وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This is one of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before reaching to the Madain. One of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before reaching to the Madain. That means when somebody heard this promise is there, that nothing to do. We didn't want to do anything because promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. He will going to make me a messenger or prophet. There is no need of any effort from myself. But Allah has shown in this story that no, you have to show your own effort and ability to get the status, position of prophethood in this world. To reach certain position, you have to work, you have to move forward, you have to show your own interest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will help you. That's why one of the sentences is there, harkat se barkat. We have to move forward, that Allah will help us. By staying at home and asking for help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is not going to help us. This is a promise of Allah. So you have to move forward. Like Hazrat Musa. Hazrat Musa is using all his effort to reach to that goal, that what Allah has promised to him. He stayed in that position, in the house of Hazrat Shuaib. He gained a lot of things from 8 years to 10 years. Then he come back towards Egypt. This is one of the lessons that we can learn from life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to help others. This is also one of the lessons of Hazrat life of Hazrat Musa. He helped the two girls of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam and asked the result and the ajr not from those girls, not from Hazrat Shuaib, but he is asking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi inni bima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Now it is a time to move towards Allah, that Allah will take care of him. So he is not asking any food, are not any drinks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is asking whatever he wishes. He left on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is good, what is good for me, you can provide me. If food is good for me, the food is acceptable. If training, if a teacher, a lecturer is necessary for me, you can provide that thing. That Allah provided him the spiritual food, that is the training of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the messages that we can learn from the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Please recite Salawat for Muhammad wa alayhi. Then we reach to this position that when the Hazrat Musa has become a messenger or a prophet, he started moving towards Egypt to stand against the tyrant of the time, Fir'aun. At that time, Hazrat Musa, one of the prayers of Hazrat Musa has mentioned in this chapter, that Hazrat Musa asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, I need your support." Again, the family support and the relative support will come forward. What kind of support you want? "Oh Allah, please send Harun. He is my brother with me. Maybe he will support me. He testify me in the court of Fir'aun. That makes very helpful for me." Here, the main message that we have already mentioned, one of the message that we can learn from this is, if some people having some experience in their life, they are expert in their certain their job, certain work, they are expert, we have to use those expertise of our communities for the sake of our religion and for the sake of the community. Why Hazrat Musa asking the support of Hazrat Harun? He is prophet. He is connected with the divine knowledge, because he is showing that Harun is a good speaker. He can speak in front of the Fir'aun. That means if somebody is there in the community, he is having some extra position, if extra status, he is expert in certain thing, we have to take the help of that expertise to uplift our community and our centers. This is the best message that Hazrat Musa has given to us through this by prayer and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has also accepted the supplication and the prayer of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. These things are there. We have learned a lot of those things. The one thing we had to think about these stories of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is, one belongs to the followers of Hazrat Musa, the other things those who are not following Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those who are standing against Hazrat Musa. Those who are standing against Hazrat Musa, Allah has discussed in various verses of Quran, like mushrikeen, the word has been used for them is mushrikeen, unbelievers. Allah has created a scene in this world for those mushrikeen, that you are going to have a tough test in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are answerable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Questions will be asked directly from Allah, that what you have done in this world, whether you have any support in the life of thereafter, whether or not. If you didn't have any support, means your destination, your goal is already known to yourself. You are blaming shaitan, you are blaming jinn, you are blaming your soul or other things or both, and all those things are there. But in the result, those people should be are responsible to answer in front of Allah. They are accountable. The accountability should be there. They have to stand and answer in front of Allah. Allah has mentioned in various verses what are their position in this world and thereafter. This is the one message. We didn't want to go in depth and in detail of those people. But those who are the followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Quran and insist on them that to take care of your faith and your belief. That means that just following Hazrat Musa, taking the name of the Hazrat Musa and moving for your own benefit of your life, that's not enough for you. You have to follow Hazrat Musa completely. The three conditions that Allah has mentioned: Taba, Iman, Amal Saleh. Repentance should be there, faith and belief should be there, and good deeds should be there in your life. These three things are not there, that means you are not the followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Same thing will be implemented to ourselves too. Thus, we are the followers of Hazrat, our prophet, means we have to have obedience in our life. We have to fulfill the commands of our Prophet. Otherwise, we are not been known as the followers of our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the example that Allah has given, the example of the life of Qarun. What happens to him? He was the follower of Hazrat Musa, but he did not stay on the right path. He deviated from the right path. He has misguided by his soul, his arrogancy. What happens to him? Allah has mentioned in this chapter. At the end, at the result, we have started this chapter. This is a beautiful result that we can get from this chapter. Is we have started this chapter in Fir'auna ala fil ard. Why Fir'aun is not a good person? Because he has started, he's showing arrogancy in his life. Ala means showing the ghurur or takabbur. Being arrogant in life is known as ala. In our nature, something is there. What is in our nature? Most of us, all human beings, there is a nature in there. Human beings, fitrat, connected to fitrat, they love to be the best. Love to be the better in their life. I want to be a best person or best athletic, best soccer player, best poet, best speaker. There is something is there in our heart. That heart or zamir or fitrat in our nature, those things will connecting, pulling us towards the arrogancy. Oh, I am better than him, I am better than her. These things are there in our nature. Nature is there. We can't press those nature. We can't destroy that nature. What can we do? That we have to move according to our nature. That inna fir'auna ala fil ard. Those who are using their arrogancy in their life, they will become the fir'aun. Whether fir'aun of that time or fir'aun of this time. But nature is there. What can we do? Be connected yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwal aliyul. The word has been Allah here used for Fir'aun, but Ali is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwal aliyul adim. If you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make you a better person in this world. A better person. What can we do? The final verse of this Quran, this chapter, chapter Qasas, that Allah has mentioned. Tilka darul akhira naj'aluha lil ladina la yuriduna uluvan fil ard. The same word has been used at the end of this chapter, ayat number 83. Same words have been used. The Fir'aun has started showing his arrogance in this world. Allah destroyed him. Those who are not showing their arrogance in this life, Allah will make them better and better. They can reach to the higher position in the day of judgment. That means we need to sacrifice in this life our nature. Those who are ready to sacrifice their nature, they will be the best persons on the day of judgment. This is the result of the chapter Surah Al-Qasas. The beautiful result that we can gain from this chapter, that we have to think about ourselves, we have to think about our life. We can gain a lot of messages from this chapter, chapter Qasas, inshallah. If our life is there, we can go move forward. We can go through the other chapters of Quran too, Ankabut and also Dukhan and Room. Those chapters are also connected to this chapter. Inshallah, we will be benefited from these chapters of Quran, inshallah, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please recite Salawat wa Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I am here for a few minutes as I get suggestion from our friends that they are going to ask some questions. I am here if you want to ask some questions about this chapter and what we had delivered here, the commentary of the Quran. If you want to have some questions to get some clarification, I am here inshallah for 10 minutes. You can have the alaikum assalam. Yeah, there are two things. One thing is that our prophets and even we are having the same belief about our imams too. They will born as a imam, he will born as a prophet and messenger. But this is true that we are having the faith should be there. Even when we discuss about the life of our lost prophet, we will say that our lost prophet is better than from all other prophets. We know that we have the belief that he is Sayyidul Anbiya. That means if Hazrat Isa has able to talk with others from his cradle, that means our prophet is better than him. He must talk from the cradle, but the time was not there. The situation was not there. There was no any need to talk from the cradle, because if there was need, our prophet also can be able to talk from cradle too. That belief and faith should be there. Apart from that, the life of our prophets, various prophets that has been mentioned in Quran, Allah has shown to us the normal life of our prophets. How they started their life, how they move forward, how they learn things, to teach us that you all also have to follow your prophets as a normal person. Basharan Saviya, you have to follow them. They are having the divine connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is true. But Allah has asked them to live as a normal life, that people can get some examples. That's why they are the role model for us. How to stand up, how to sit down, how to eat, how to drink, how to sleep. They are connected to the divine knowledge, but still they have to show us way of life. We have to learn from them. That means the life of Hazrat Musa, he entered into the house of Hazrat Shuaib. What was their behavior when they talk each other? What was the sentence of that lady, that girl? And what was the response of Hazrat Shuaib? And what was the mahar of Hazrat Musa? That should we have to know, to learn a lot of things from this incident. These incidents are to teach us lot of lessons. We have to think about the lessons, not personal life of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. Why we can't say that this trouble that Hazrat Musa is facing, that her mother is making him a box, putting into the river? No need of all those things. If Allah want to protect Hazrat Musa, he can directly protect him. No need of all these wasail tools and some other persons as involving in the life of Hazrat Musa. That Allah wants to show that Hazrat Musa needs the help of mother. How a mother can help to her child? A person need the help of sister. How can a sister can help his brother? A person need a help of a big lady, those who are staying in the court, the castle of Fir'aun. How can she help to a believer? Allah has shown all these ways that we can learn a lot of things from that story and history, inshallah. Maybe the answer will be clear for you. इसे बाज जगहों पे होता ना ईमान और चीज़ है, लेकिन प्रैक्टिकल लाइफ में हर रुख पे अनबिया की जिम्मेदारी तो बताएं. जैसे हमारे रसूल इस्लाम उठना कैसा, बैठना कैसा, सोना कैसा, उनके हर लम्हा की जिंदगी, वो उठे हैं तो हमें पता चले कैसे उठा जाता है. हो अब मौजूदा इशारा कर दें भी, दुश्मन को मार दें, सारे दुश्मन जितने भी खड़े सब मर जाए, इसमें तो लेसन नहीं होगा. हो वेन दे स्टार्टेड यूजिंग मेरेकल्स, देर इज नो लेसन फॉर अस इन मेरेकल्स, देर इज नो लेसन फॉर अस. Like our Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, he entered into the desert of Karbala, he stand against the enemies, he start fighting with them. What is the result of that? That he is showing that the time comes when enemy stands in front of you, you have to stand like this. Like Hazrat Abbas, you have to cut your hands. Like Hazrat Qasim, you have to cut your body. That means you have to learn those lessons from that incident. Otherwise, our Imam is Imam. He can show a lot of miracles in the desert of Karbala. There is no need of thirsty, and there is no need of any jihad for Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. In normal life of our Imam, and also our faith and beliefs, are those things are connected to each other, inshallah. Any other question? Sorry, I'm shouting. I have to ask forgiveness from you all that I started delivering my speeches in English, though I am not expert in English, but I learned how to pass the time. That is the main thing that what I have learned in this, how to pass 40 minutes or 50 minutes in English or Urdu or a mixture. But still, I will ask forgiveness. Maafi chahta hoon, jitni bhi galtiyan humse hui hain. To kaanon ko sunna bore lagta hai, sakht lagta hai, lekin aap logon ka dil aapke kaanon se bada hai. To inshallah, aap hazrat hume maaf karenge jitni bhi humse galtiyan hui hain, inshallah. कोशिश करेंगे थोड़ा थोड़ा करके सीख लेंगे, अगर नहीं सीखते हैं तो फिर हम तौबा कर लें. No, Hazrat Yusuf, there is a little slight difference between the history of Musa and Hazrat Yusuf. The story of Hazrat Yusuf is already always connected to each other. His brother has done when he went to the court and in prison, when we come back from the prison, all those things are connected to each other. That's why Allah has mentioned the story of Hazrat Yusuf in one chapter and Hazrat Musa is not connected to each other, because we know that story of Hazrat Musa there are a lot of stories of Hazrat Musa. Even meeting of Hazrat Musa with Khizr is not connected at all to the birth of Hazrat Musa and the fight of Hazrat Musa against the Firaun. This is one reason that our scholar has given. A lot of stories are there, those stories are connected to Hazrat Musa. And other thing is that at the time of our Prophet, Jews were there, they were started asking questions to examine our Prophet. Whenever they ask the question, these verses of Quran has been revealed. They are coming continuously to our Prophet. What happens to Hazrat Khizr and the conversation between Musa and Khizr? This question has to be answered. When they answer the question, those verses of Quran and gone to other chapter. The timing of the revelation is different. What the timing of the revelation of other stories? That's the main reason that they mention. Most of the time they are coming and asking and they're going. Again they are discussing, bringing another question. Again they are asking. The timing is different. That's why those verses of Quran has been mentioned in more than, I think, 15 chapters of the Quran. Discussion of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because of that, Allah has mentioned the story Allah has mentioned the message of that story. That those stories will not only connected to Jews, those stories are connected to the Muslims too. They can learn a lot of things from the stories of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yeah, that's the main that's answer I has given, that the normal way of getting responsibility, certain age should be there. That's the message that Allah is giving to us. Of those who are though they are having some knowledge in their life, but they are not reached to the maturity, they can't get the responsibility of that knowledge. That Allah has shown to us that the normal life of a person begins from after getting maturity of his own physical maturity and also mental maturity. They have to reach certain position to get the knowledge and also the responsibility. In normal way that Allah is showing to us, we have to follow those things in our life too. If we want to make our son or a daughter as a responsible in our home or in our job, when we are going to give our responsibility to him or her, we will think that no, let them grow up, let them able to think themselves, let them take their own decision. At that time you are going to transfer your responsibility to him or her. The same thing Allah is mentioning here, we are ready to transfer, we are giving the responsibility to Hazrat Musa, but still he had to grow up to certain position that he can able to take those responsibilities to stand against Firaun. Otherwise Firaun will kill him on the cradle itself. He can defend himself. That is a normal life of our prophets. Yeah. Alaikum salam. The 10 commandments what we have discussed about the Torah, it has become revealed on one occasion. Yeah. But Hazrat Musa is known as Kalimullah. Kalim, the word means those who is talking with Allah continuously. The meaning of the Kalim is who can talk with Allah continuously. That's the meaning of that Arabic word Kalimullah. The Torah has revealed on Hazrat Musa at once, but the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahadith or the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are mentioned in the books as a hadith of Musa, hadith of Isa, those things are revealed on Musa whenever he starts talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The question that in Quran, Allah is said that Bani Israel, we have given you the salvation all over the Alibin. So it is a present tense. It is still, you know, like.
Okay, and some conditions are there. Inni fazzaltukuma alal alameen. But certain conditions are there. If you are following the faith, if you are following the commands of your prophet or messengers, you are the best. Just like same thing has mentioned for the ummat of our prophet. Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best nation. You are the best nation means there is no need of any discussion here. But certain conditions are there. You are the best nation if you remain on your promises. If you remain on what Allah has asking from you. If you are a mu'min, in antumul mu'minun. If you remain mu'min, you are the best. If you are deviated from the iman, then the best thing will be converted into other things. उसलिए मैं हमारे यहाँ बहस जो है ये अशरय मुबशरा, देखिए अच्छा सवाल है आपका, मैं चूंकि उर्दू में बोल देता हूँ, अशरय मुबशरा का एक सवाल है कि बाज़ असहाब के बारे में पैगंबर इस्लाम ने कहा, अहले सुन्नत ज़्यादा कोट करते हैं इस हदीस को और अच्छी हदीस भी है, कहते हैं कि हमारे पास 5-6 लोग हैं जिसे पैगंबर इस्लाम ने, 10 लोग पैगंबर इस्लाम ने जन्नत की बशारत दी थी, और हम लोग कहते हैं चलो, तो अव्वल तो हदीस का इनकार करते हैं, सनद सही नहीं है, उसके बाद कहेंगे नहीं चलिए पैगंबर इस्लाम ने कहा जन्नत में जाओ, कौन इंसान जन्नत में जाता है? सवाल यह है कि जो ईमान पर है या जो ईमान पर मरेगा? अब यह सवाल जो है वो हर एक के लिए भी है, तो ईमान पर आकिब वल आकिबतो लिल द रिजल्ट विल बी द कनेक्टेड टू द पॉइस पीपल, दोज हु आर द राइटियस इन दिस वर्ल्ड, रिजल्ट विल बी कनेक्टेड टू देम। पैदा हो जाना ही है तो फिर कई बच्चे हैं जो मजलूम है, मासूम है, तो कनेक्शन ही नहीं है, लेकिन मरना है। वो पैगंबर इस्लाम ने जिंदगी में कहा तुम अच्छे लोग हो, अच्छे लोग हैं उस वक्त थे, क्या अच्छे लोग रहे या अच्छे लोग मरे या काफिर मरे? तो पैगंबर इस्लाम की आंख बंद होती तो उनकी अच्छाई ऐसे गुम हो गई कि ऐसा लगता है कि कोई उनकी जिंदगी ही नहीं थी, तो फिर वो फिर अशरय मुबशरा में नहीं होंगे। ये हमेशा ही सवाल है कुरान का, बनी इसराइल के लिए कुरान ने कहा तुम अच्छे लोग हो, लेकिन अच्छे लोग कब? अगर हजरत मूसा को फॉलो करेगा, हजरत मूसा ने कहा मेरे बाद एक बंदा आएगा जो मक्का मुकर्रमा में दीन का पैगाम बुलंद करेगा, तुम उसको फॉलो करो। They are not ready to accept the prophethood of our prophet. That means they are not following Hazrat Musa. फिर वो फजीलत भी हाथ से निकल जाएगी। अलैकुम सलाम। नहीं, कब से आई का मसला है, कब नमाज, जब से कुरान की इस्तिलाह के अतबार से हमारे हर नबी ने नमाज पढ़ी है, मैंने आपको जनरल में कुरान की बात कर रहा हूँ, हर नबी ने नमाज पढ़ी है और हर नबी ने नमाज का हुक्म दिया है। जैसे हजरत ईसा ने कहा परवरदिगार आलम ने मुझे नबी बनाया, अब्द बनाया और कहा है कि मैं नमाज की वसीयत करूँ मुझे और मेरे घर वालों को, ये कुरान की आयत है। हज़रत इब्राहिम ने क्या है तो परवरदिगार हमें नमाजियों में से करार दे, मैं सबसे पहला नमाजी हूँ। हमारे हर नबी ने नमाज पढ़ी है, लेकिन नमाज पढ़ने का तरीका क्या था इसमें इख्तलाफ है। हज़रत इब्राहिम के ज़माने में नमाज का तरीका क्या था, हज़रत मूसा की, इसमें इख्तलाफ है। कुरान की इस्तिलाह में कभी सजदे को भी नमाज कहा गया है, कभी रुकू, जैसे हज़रत मरियम का तस्किरा है वरकुई मार राकेन, हज़रत मरियम तुम रुकू करो जैसे रुकू करने वाले हैं। और रुकू किसे कहते हैं, यानी सर झुकाकर खड़ा हो जाना, तो लगता ऐसा है कुरान मजीद से उनके जमाने में सर झुका के खड़े हो जाने ही को नमाज कहा जाता था उनके जमाने, हजरत इब्राहिम के जमाने में कयाम, जहां भी हजरत इब्राहिम का तस्किरा है कि अब हजरत मुसल्ला हजरत इब्राहिम को कयाम की जगह बनाओ, कयाम यानी हजरत इब्राहिम के जमाना, ऐसा लगता है कि वहां पर कयाम करना ही नमाज था, यानी खाने काबा की तरफ रुख करके खड़े हो जाते और कुछ दुआएं हाथ बुलंद करके कुछ पढ़ते, तो वह उनकी नमाज थी। लेकिन आखिरी नबी के उम्मत के लिए परवरदिगार आलम ने सारे नबियों की इबादतों की जो खूबी थी उन खूबियों को लेकर परवरदिगार ने इस नमाज में जोड़ दिया। किसी नबी के ज़माने में सजदा था, पता है मैं एक रिवायत कहता हूँ चूँकि हज़रत मूसा का तस्करा भी है, माफ़ी चाहता हूँ, कि हज़रत मूसा से परवरदिगार आलम ने कहा मूसा पता है मैंने तुम्हें क्यों नबी बनाया, حضرت موسیٰ نے کہا پروردگار تو ہی بتا دے بہتر، میرے پاس کیا خصوصیت ہے، میرے مصر سے جانا ہے، شعیب کے گھر میں رہنا ہے؟ تو حضرت پروردگار عالم نے کہا موسیٰ تیرا خاک پہ سجدہ کرنا مجھے بہت پسند آیا، تو خاک پر سجدہ بہت، یعنی تب معلوم پتا چلتا ہے کہ اس وقت زمانے میں خاک پر سجدہ کرنا ہی تقریباً حضرت موسیٰ کی عبادت تھی، ایک نماز کہتے ہیں ہم لوگ۔ یہ ساری چیزوں کو جمع کر کے پروردگار عالم نے امت محمدیہ کی عبادت میں رکھا، اس کے بعد بھی کوئی نبی آنے والا نہیں، یہ نماز ایکسٹینڈ ہونے والی نہیں، انکریز ہونے والی نہیں ہے، چونکہ سارے انبیاء کی خصوصیتوں کو زمانے کی اس نماز میں رکھ دیا۔ یہ نماز ایک مکمل عبادت ہے کہ سارے انبیاء کی سیرت اور سنت کو یاد کرنے کے لیے، اور یہ پروردگار عالم نے پیغمبر اسلام کو معراج کا تحفہ دیا ہے۔ یہ آپ بتا دیں، ہر سب لوگ اس کو مانتے ہیں، اہل سنت بھی اور شیعہ بھی، کہ پروردگار عالم نے نماز کو معراج پر جب آپ تشریف لے گئے تھے تو کہا پیغمبر اسلام نے، پروردگار میں تو معراج تک پہنچ ہی گیا، میری امت معراج تک کیسے پہنچے؟ میری امت، دیکھیے ماہ رمضان کا تحفہ مجھے یاد آ گیا، میں آپ کو بتا رہا ہوں، پروردگار میری امت معراج تک کیسے پہنچے؟ پروردگار عالم نے کہا ان سے کہو نماز پڑھ لے، نماز مومن کی معراج ہے، اگر وہ چاہتے ہیں کہ آسمان کی بلندیوں کا سیر کریں اور وہاں پر گزریں، ان کے قدم بھی وہاں تک جائیں، تو زمین پر سجدہ کرنا سیکھیں، پروردگار ان کو آسمانوں کی سیر کرا دے۔ بلندی چاہتے ہو تو سجدہ کرنا سیکھو، جیسے ہمارے کربلا والوں نے سکھایا کہ آخری وقت بھی ہو جائے، سب کچھ چھن جائے، لیکن ایک چیز یہ ہمیشہ یاد رہے کہ تمہارا کنیکشن اللہ سے ہمیشہ ہمیشہ مضبوط رہے، چاہے تیروں کی بارش ہو، تلواروں کی بارش ہو، تمہارا سر خاک شفا اور سجدے سے جڑا رہنا چاہیے۔ سجدے کا مطلب اللہ سے جڑا رہنا چاہیے، کبھی نماز کی صورت میں، کبھی روزے کی صورت میں۔ انشاءاللہ پروردگار ہمارے اس قلیل عمل کو اہل قرآن، حافظین قرآن، محافظین قرآن، جو اہل بیت علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ہیں، ان کے تصدق میں قبول کر لے۔ آپ لوگوں نے سنا، آپ کا شکریہ، جن لوگوں نے ہمیں بلایا اور غلطی کی ان کا بھی بہت بہت شکریہ۔ اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے کہ قرآن کے میسیجز پر عمل کر سکیں اور قرآن کے ساتھ ہمارا حشر و نشر ہو سکے۔ وآخر دعوانا